There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, you dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com. Coming up, a state representative commits civil disobedience inside a state house committee hearing chamber. We'll tell you more about what that had to do with it. Had to do with cannabis, which is pretty cool, but more details on that on the way. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've also got more about Ed Snowden and his discussion that he had recently with a Canadian high school class about the secret spy agency in Canada and some of the naughty things they've been doing. And he, of course, has all kinds of wisdom words to impart upon you and I. We'll share those with you here according to RT.com. But first, Mark and Ian here in the studio, we go to Dave in Poughkeepsie, New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Dave.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Well, good. What's on your mind tonight, Dave?
All right, well, first of all, there's a snowstorm that's coming, so the guys are, you know, staying warm and all that stuff. I want to know, why do women lie? I am sick and tired of women who lie.
Why do people lie, Dave? Because people lie, right? Not just women.
Women lie. Women are liars.
Do men lie too? Do men lie?
It's mostly women.
That's not true.
It's mostly women.
That's just not true. And you don't really believe
I'm
that, do you?
These women who, you know, if they don't want to say they don't want to be with us, at least say so. Don't just beat around the bush. Oh, say, oh, I was at a friend's house, or I was doing this, or
well, that,
I was doing that.
I think that that's relevant, right? So, like, it's difficult for people to sort of confront difficult situations, right? Like, so if you...
Like Dave asking them out on a date?
Right. Well, I think it would be...
Is that what we're talking about here, Dave? Women giving you excuses for why they don't want to go out on a date?
No, it's just like, you know, because I know that certain women are home, like, you know, I can hear their, you know, I go up to the house or whatever, their TVs are blaring, radios are blaring.
Hold on, slow down. Whoa, slow down. Now, which lady's house are you going to and listening through the window or the door to see what's going on? What's the circumstance there? Because that sounds a little creepy, Dave.
I have many women friends, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I have, like, many of them. And, like, I go up to, I'm not going to mention any names, but let's say I go up to one of their houses or whatever, and I know they're home. I know they're home because their TV's home, their TV's on, their radio's blaring. As soon as they're knocking the door, everything goes quiet.
Uh-huh.
Everything
That's
goes
suspicious.
Quiet.
Maybe they had a boyfriend there that, you know, they didn't want to be disturbed at the time.
No, because I know that they're home, whatever, because, you know, their TV's blaring.
No. Did you hear what Mark said? He said maybe they had a boyfriend with them.
What?
He said maybe there was a man there. Maybe there was a boyfriend.
No. These women who I know, they don't have boyfriends. These women who I know, they don't have boyfriends.
But, so, what, are they shut-ins?
I don't know, but, like, you know, they're mostly single. But anyway,
how do you meet these girls?
I've been friends with them since the 1990s, Ian.
Oh, okay, so old friends then.
Yes.
Now, do they consider themselves friends with you?
Yeah, but like, okay. As soon as I knock on their doors, whatever, and like because their cars are home, the TV's blaring, or radio's blaring, as soon as I knock on the door, everything goes.
And
quiet.
Then what? When do they lie to you? When do you? What do you call them up and they answer the phone and they make up some story or what? When does the lying happen?
I have no idea, but women are liars. It's like, I know you're home. You know,
I can see you're home.
You know,
Dave, slow down. You're repeating yourself. I know you have a habit of doing that, but I want to get an answer out of you here. You have to know when they're lying to you to be able to accuse them of lying, or at least suspect when they are lying to you. So at what point, because them turning off the music or the television set isn't lying. So at what point does the lie happen?
I'd say it's an attempt at some level of deception.
Because when do they lie? When do they lie to me?
I ask them.
I'm like, you know, well, you know, I saw you home, or I heard your radio or TV or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no, I was out and about. Yeah, sure you were. Sure you were. Right.
Okay.
Keep telling yourself that, you know.
Because now, how often does this happen? I mean, do you ever get to go see these women, or are they constantly giving you excuses to why they can't see you?
I see, I go out every day, and I go call and hang out with them, whatever, and stuff, leave them messages, and then we go to
the When was the last time you actually successfully hung out with one of these women?
About last week.
Last week. Okay, so maybe they are busy, or even if they're not busy, you know, maybe they just don't feel comfortable telling you the full truth. I'm not excusing telling lies. I'm not at all. But, you know, some people feel uncomfortable kind of being upfront with people, especially if they don't, you know, if they don't feel like they can handle it. And, Dave, you seem to be getting bent out of shape about this. I mean, if they're not good friends, why continue to pursue them as friends?
I just want to know, like, you know, because they're, I can see that they're home, their cars are home, whatever, yeah. And, you know, it's, yeah. I can hear their TVs are blinking.
All right, Dave. You're repeating yourself. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Mark, any comments for Dave off the air so he doesn't just keep repeating himself as we talk about this issue?
Well, he says he wants to know. And knowing
I don't blame him.
Is the booby prize. It is, no, I blame him completely. You don't need to know other people's motives. You just need to parse their actions and base your life and your decisions on that.
Mm-hmm.
When you listen to what they say, that's when you get confused. People's actions speak far louder than their words. I don't want to hear what they have. The talking should come before the doing. But, you know, if the doing doesn't happen, then the talking doesn't matter anymore. So it doesn't sound like, from what I'm hearing here, that these women really want to hang out with Dave very much.
No.
Maybe I'm wrong, but you know, it doesn't sound that way. So I don't know. I mean, and he seems frustrated. He's calling them women specifically, which says to me that he's probably interested in a romantic relationship.
Sure seems like that to me.
And if he's known him since the 90s, known them since the 90s, the romantic relationship would have occurred already.
Yeah,
if it was going to happen, it's not going to.
Well, anyway, you can share your thoughts. Obviously, I don't agree with Dave's premise that women are more likely to lie than men. I think that's ridiculous.
Women would probably be more likely to say that men are going to lie about things like sex and food. So, you know, there you go.
Yeah, I don't think that's true either. I think plenty of women lie about sex, too. Let's go to Jeff, listening in West Chicago. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live, and you're tuned into WRNN in Elgin.
Thank you. Now, first I want to say maybe the ladies could call in and answer the question, would they open the door for Dave? Now I'm going to go on to my original topic,
all right,
which is your lawyer problem there. And it just seems like he's a little tyrant, overturning the will of the people, just, you know, like a guy turning pancakes over or something, you know, on a grill. And so I imagine you've tried to flood the place with supporters to on your side. You've tried that as much.
We don't
as
have
possible.
Enough. We don't have enough. We can't even get close at this point.
Can you videotape the proceedings?
The whole proceedings are videoed. There's a local
5 hours of them.
We're talking about the school board deliberative sessions in New Hampshire that some liberty activists have tried to make a pro-liberty impact at, and how difficult it is. But yeah, the local cable access channel is there, actually creating a multicam feed constantly. So yes, it is being recorded.
Now, would they let you guys videotape it also?
Sure, but you wouldn't really want to, because if, for instance, I just brought a camera and started recording, I would only be picking up room audio, and what I mean by that is whatever the speakers are blasting out would be what my camera would record, whereas the cable TV actually has the feeds from the microphones. So theirs would sound a lot better, and they've got the multicam set up and the editing deck and all that. So really, there's no point recording.
And the cable TV here, or organization here, is pretty darn good.
Right, we can go
Ian's
down
on
there.
The board.
Yeah, I'm on the board of directors there. Yeah, so we can go down there and easily get a copy of their recording later on.
They won't charge you for it or anything.
There's a $10 fee for a DVD or something like that, but you know, and for the time involved in doing all of that. But yeah, this, again, for the amount of time and effort that saves you, $10 is very affordable.
Sure. Now, it seems like there's something wrong or illegal that the, you know, lawyer's doing there.
It's totally legal what he's doing.
It's legal.
Yeah, in New Hampshire, you can absolutely challenge the wording of, there's certain words you can't change, but certain things you can change about it. So you can't, like, completely change the entire subject of the statement.
But you can change the intention entirely.
But you can change the intention by changing some of the words in the statement or changing the numbers from a positive to a negative or a negative to a positive, that kind of thing. I don't know if you were going somewhere with that, Jeff, but if you were, hang on. Yeah, hang on. We'll bring it back. 855-453. That's Jeff in Chicago. Your calls are welcome. You can bring up anything. More with Edward Snowden on the way. Plus, the U.S. Surgeon General has said marijuana can be helpful. Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. With you tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
And if you've been thinking about getting some Bitcoins, but you've been wondering how exactly you should go about doing that, I would recommend ExpressCoin. It's the best choice for getting not just Bitcoins, but Litecoin as well as Dogecoin. You can go to ExpressCoin.com to get started, whether you're in the U.S. or Canada. They are a licensed money services business. You can get your favorite cryptocurrency with money order, check, or wire transfer. You can do it even from your smartphone. Just download the app over at ExpressCoin.com. And don't forget to use coupon code FTL, and you'll get up to $40 worth of your favorite cryptocurrency with no fee whatsoever. So really, it's a no-brainer, especially if you're a first-timer. If you're a newbie to Bitcoin, you can get up to $40 of Bitcoin for no fee. I mean, that's just unbeatable. ExpressCoin.com. But even if you're not a newbie, you can still use that coupon code FTL at ExpressCoin.com. As we go back to Jeff, he's in West Chicago. And, Jeff, you're back on Free Talk Live. We've been talking about the meddling attorney at the local school board session here in New Hampshire, just as a general discussion about how impossible these government systems are to change and how just to try to change one minor rule within the school board system, it just takes a nearly Herculean effort. Anyway, you were kind of getting to something, I think, Jeff, so go ahead.
Well, thank you. I just wanted to see if there was some alternative to running the guy over in the parking lot.
Yeah, violence, of course, is not going to solve the problem, and I suggest that even if he were to die of a heart attack next year, that someone else would be in
his
stead.
They would just replace him.
Right.
Yeah. Can you guys get a lawyer, or who hires him? Does the school board
hiring another attorney is not.
No, this is just an interested lawyer doing things on his own time. Believe it or not,
he's just a local busybody.
You
so,
need to get one. You get other lawyers that are on your side that to counteract him. I think
that's. But that's not going to do any good. I mean, you're right. Maybe
what he's doing is legal, from what we can tell.
Yeah, maybe what he's doing isn't legal, and somehow an attorney would be able to call him on that. But from all the research we've done, it seems entirely legal. So ultimately, hiring a lawyer would just mean we'd be pouring money down a hole. I mean, it's already a time sink.
What I'm saying is, do you have a lawyer, somebody that's in your group that is a lawyer who would be willing to contribute his time to undo this stuff or to, you know?
You can't undo it unless you have raw numbers of people who are willing to come out at 8:30 in the morning on a Saturday and sit in a room for 6 hours.
A bar certification isn't going to do any good here because we run this past the lawyers last year, and best we can tell, this is legal as it could possibly be. It's immoral. It's stupid. It's a perversion of the law, but it's legal. And,
I wouldn't say it's a perversion of the law. It's just the law that people can go and change other people's warrant articles.
A lot of people consider the law to be something that is just. It's a perversion of justice. Would you call it that?
That's fine. Yeah. Well, Jeff, I appreciate the suggestion. Okay. Anything else you want to throw out there? Go ahead.
Well, thanks, Rick. Okay. So, I mean, he's just there volunteering his time, pretty much, right?
That's correct.
Okay. So, I mean, I was just thinking if you guys could find, if there was a Patriot lawyer, who would do the same, because he's doing this single-handedly, maybe, that would be some kind of a place to start.
Yeah, I'm sorry, if you weren't listening for the entire discussion that we had earlier, you basically have to have numbers. You have to have raw numbers. There's 100 people that come to these meetings, and the people who care about freedom, and I don't consider patriots necessarily liberty-oriented folks. I think there's some crossover, but I don't really like that term very much. I like the idea of being liberty-oriented, not a patriot. I have no love for the United States. In fact, I would prefer to see secession happen. But essentially, if you don't have 100 people on the side of freedom that are willing to come out and attend this meeting, then there's nothing you can do. And it doesn't matter. You can hire the most expensive attorney in the state, and there's nothing that man can do. And the attorney can't do anything differently than anyone else. Anyone else can get up and make the same proposals as well. If you've got no one to vote for them or very, very few people to vote for them, then, you're done before you even got started.
So,
thanks for the call.
He has a backing thing of a large group of people there, is what you're
saying. Yeah, the teachers.
There's 100 people, 10 of them are our folks, and 90 of them are theirs.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Jeff. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And this is why the Free State Project, I think, could be a real smashing success. And it already has been, by the way. I'd like to point that out. Like, Free Staters, liberty activists, the idea of the Free State Project is to move people who love liberty to New Hampshire, to encourage people to move to New Hampshire, and to get active to achieve more liberty in our lifetime. And we've already had over 1,500 people move here. There are over, I think, 1,700 that are already here now as part of the Free State Project in New Hampshire. And we've got over 16,000 who are pledged to move here.
Mm-hmm.
Even with just that first 1,700 people here, we've had an amazing level of success. The Liberty activists are getting elected in different places. We've got over 15 Free State Project participants, from what I understand, allegedly in the state house.
Yeah, but 15 is nothing in a house of 400. I think what's far more important than this
is a lot more than any other state house
anywhere. There is no other state house anywhere that would have Free Staters in it because there's only one Free State Project.
Well, by Free Staters, I mean principled libertarians and voluntarists.
You don't know if that's an indicator necessarily. There's certainly principled libertarians, but you don't have to be a full-on libertarian by Ian's definition to be a Free State Project
member.
What's far more important is the New Hampshire. I gotcha, buddy. It's okay, buddy. We'll let them in the big tent. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, which is an organization that was established by locals and Free Staters about a decade ago, is currently raiding all the laws, handing out a sheet telling the legislators how to vote on all the laws, raiding all the legislators on their votes, and they have endorsed about 25% of the legislators in the New Hampshire House. That means that functionally there exists a libertarian veto in New Hampshire.
Already with only a tenth of the movers that are actually here as part of the Free State Project. So more is coming, and it's going to be very exciting. And, you know, having just 100 or 200 people move into the Keene area alone who are willing to go to one of these meetings would be enough to tip the scales. Presuming, again, that the teachers don't get to double their numbers as well. Let's go to Chuck, listening in Des Moines. Chuck, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, I just wanted to offer up a little something for your buddy Dave that called in a little while ago.
He's just a caller. He's not my buddy.
Yeah, it isn't maybe that they're trying to lie to the guy or not or anything like that. They're probably just tired of having the same conversation that they had with him back in the 90s every time he shows up.
Not just that, but the same conversation they had with him 2 minutes ago, because he's constantly repeating himself.
That's all I had to offer.
Thanks, Chuck. I appreciate hearing from you. He's talking about Dave in New York, who called in earlier and was bewildered as to why women that he's attempting to, he claimed, be friends with, that they are dodging his advances of just trying to hang out or whatever. He wasn't really clear that he was sexually interested or romantically interested in these ladies, but it sure did seem like
it. The conversation just dripped with it.
Yeah. Yeah, it absolutely did. All right, so our toll-free number again is 855-450-FREE. If you want to learn more about the Free State Project, please go to freestateproject.org. You can get signed up there and join us. We want to reach 20,000 people who have pledged to make the move to New Hampshire and work for more liberty. And also, if you want to learn more about why New Hampshire is the best destination, go to 101reasonsfilm.com. That's 101reasonsfilm.com. You can watch a 60-minute-long documentary that is just chock full of some amazing, persuasive reasons why New Hampshire is the clear choice for people who care about freedom. More coming up here, 855-450-FREE. Somebody who cares about freedom, Edward Snowden. We will continue with some of his statements that he made to a recent classroom that he had the opportunity to interact with in Canada. Again, he's still in Russia, so he was there by internet link. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program. Dial toll-free to take control of the airwaves. As we like to say here, you can bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE with you tonight. You got me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
Still to come, more from Edward Snowden and the discussion that he had with some Canadian high schoolers. Sounds like it's a pretty cool high school if they'll let Ed Snowden talk to them. I don't know if it was a government school or not, actually. And so there's some interesting highlights, some interesting quotes that he has to share about your freedom and government. We'll get back into that here in a moment. But first, we've got Roger listening in Phoenix. Roger, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, good evening. Thanks for taking my call.
It's okay. It's what we do. Go ahead.
Before I start on my topic, that guy who called from New York, wow. That's all I have to say. But the reason why I'm calling, I know a couple whose child was recently diagnosed with autism, and actually they got the diagnosis Friday. Hmm. And the bad thing about it is where I work, I saw the diagnosis before they did. And
okay.
The reason why I'm calling you is that anyone who is going to follow the mind control media with the push to vaccinate children need to go to, and I'm not going to say the name, they need to go to the drugstore on every corner in America and ask for a package insert And on that package insert, they should start at page 6 and go all the way to page 8 and read the adverse reactions that what this MMR can do to them.
The vaccine?
The MMR, mumps, measles,
rubella.
Just a couple, if you'll allow me to.
Okay.
One of the adverse reactions is pancreatitis. Another one is diabetes mellitus.
For alcoholics, generally, pancreatitis is the result.
Yeah, but this is one of the adverse reactions.
Mm-hmm. And this is for kids? Is the MMR for little kids?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is one of the side effects that's listed. Another side effect is encephalitis. I can't go through all of these. It's actually two pages in the...
Yeah, it sounds like bad news. Mark, is this part of the reason why you don't vaccinate Jack, your son?
Well, for me, it's statistics. I know that every medical procedure has risks. Everything has risks. Some Americans are going to die this year from trying to go to the bathroom, right? I mean, like, everything's got risks. There's always risks. When you're dealing with something like, for instance, I don't know, a good one to use is, say, polio. The chances of a kid in New Hampshire getting polio is really, really slim. The chances of them having some kind of adverse reaction to the vaccination,
the higher chance, would you say?
It seems higher to me. Certainly, they're going to get the vaccination, and I've had adverse reactions to vaccinations. My son has, you know, half of my genes, and you know, I mean, there's just these things happen. So I've just decided I'm not going to push for it. His mother's a bit more, if there's a measles outbreak going on in New Hampshire, I would try to get my son the measles vaccine, because I think that vaccines work. It's just that I understand that all medical procedures have risk.
Read the package insert before you consider vaccinating your child. I'm not telling people not to get vaccines. Personally, I don't believe in them. I'm not going to tell my age, but I'm a great-grandfather as of a month ago.
Okay.
I talk to my daughters and I tell them, do not vaccinate your kids. I tell them because they're my family members.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to confess to something. I haven't talked to you guys in about 9 years.
Whoa.
The reason why I was caring for a sick wife and that devoted all my time. So now that she's gone, unfortunately.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have time to listen now, and I have time to respond. But I urge anyone, take this into consideration. You have 320-plus million people in America. How many cases of measles is there before? Over 100?
Yeah, something like that.
Do the math. Vaccines do one thing. They make money. And they get on TV and like...
They're not even that expensive, though. I mean, really, vaccines, when you look at other medical procedures, vaccines aren't that expensive. Obviously, the HPV vaccine, it's new, but, the old ones, they don't make that much money.
Vaccines for pharmaceutical companies in America made $70 billion with a B. Do the math.
Hey, Roger, thanks for the call. Welcome back. I'm sorry to hear the news about the wife, but 9 years later, you're still tuning in. I really appreciate it, and I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Now, maybe you don't agree with Roger. You're welcome to call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. I don't really have a dog in this fight. I don't have a kid, but I'm skeptical on vaccines, I have to say.
Why is it? Because for you, I'm concerned about your personality type. You tend to just not want to do things because people have told you it's a good idea.
I tend to not want to do things I'm told to do, generally.
Yeah.
I mean, if something's a good idea, I'll assess it for myself and decide whether or not I agree it's a good idea.
For me,
and I'm not so sure if putting all these, you know, weird chemicals or whatever.
Not that, any medication's a weird chemical. For me, what I had is a situation where I felt sort of betrayed by the medical complex.
I don't trust them personally.
I'd had a bad experience with a flu vaccine, and then I talked to my doctor. I'm asking again, are you sure? Because the last time I got really sick, I came back with a 103 degree temperature. That's considered life threatening. You know, like I could have brain damage from this. The flu vaccine's not terribly effective generally anyway. And they're like, no, it's fine. And they wanted me to have it for work. And so I got the flu vaccine again, and sure enough, I got sick again. And now that's not the flu. That's something they call serum sickness. It's an allergy to the flu vaccine. But whatever. I don't care. If it gives me a 103 degree temperature and I get brain damage from it, does it matter if it was from influenza or from serum sickness? And this is really, I feel like the medical complex, in their push for wanting to get people vaccinated, tend to not take responsibility for the problems that come with vaccines. You'll never hear them talking about it. They talk about it from a societal standpoint. I'm not here to save society. There's a 6-year-old little boy that I've taken an oath to keep him as safe as I possibly can, and I'm going to do that. I don't, you know, as far as your kids going to the school and stuff, well, I'll tell you what, I don't send my son to your government school, so you don't have to worry about it. And this is, you know, this is what you hear over and over again. You're not sacrificing your child on the altar of science to society. Well, you know, I don't really care about that. That's not my job, and it's not my goal. If you've got a problem with it, 855-450-3733. I'd love to hear it.
You know, that's the problem with you libertarians. You just hate society.
That's what it's all about, right? You're not willing to sacrifice 0.1% of the population in order to keep 20% of the population from dying from smallpox or whatever the hell it is.
Why don't you just go along to get along? We've got the greater good to think about, Mark.
It's always the greater good. So it's always the greater good about something. Let's move the Jews to Madagascar. It's for the greater good.
Let's go to Liberty Phoenix. He's in the Chicago area via Skype. Hello, Liberty Phoenix.
Good evening, gentlemen. You know, it seems every single year there's some new boogeyman that everybody has to be afraid of that does everything.
You cut out for a moment there. The boogeyman does what?
That does absolutely nothing. How many people died from Ebola in America? One. A guy that came here and didn't even contract it here. How many people have died in measles in the last, you know, 10 years? Four? Something like that? How many people have died from police in the last, what, month and a half? Probably over, I think it's around over 100 already. So this is just the media trying to spin it and trying to control the narrative of what people are actually thinking about and debating. The outrage against vaccines is valid. People are free to choose what they put in their bodies. People aren't upset that the vaccines are deadly. They're upset that they're forced to take them. You know, it just really seems like...
Well, it's darn close to forcing, right? I mean, because in a lot of school districts, which parents are forced to send their kids to for the most part...
No, they're forced to pay for it, so they might as well send their kids
right
there.
They're demanding, well, if they don't have an alternative that's approved by the state, they'll be forced to send their kids to the government school. And then they're forced to get the they're told that they won't be allowed into the school unless they get the vaccine. So it seems very coercive. Phoenix, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Sounds like a wonky internet connection. I apologize if it's our side. So there's more coming up here. 855-450-FREE. You can dial in toll-free. Normally Skype sounds pretty darn good. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, and just because Liberty Phoenix didn't sound good, that doesn't mean you won't sound just crystal clear and great. More coming up here on Free Talk Live. More about Snowden on the way.
The results are in. In a recent clinical study with Flonase and Nasacort going nose-nose, more people prefer Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Blocks more of the chemical responses that can cause nasal allergy symptoms than antihistamines. Use as directed.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Enjoy the features that we share with you. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. You can go there and get interactive totally free. We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. Plus, Edward Snowden has some more words of wisdom we'll share with you here in a little bit. Also, the U.S. Surgeon General says marijuana can be helpful. This is pretty big news considering that he works for the government. There's more on the way here at 855-450-FREE. Let's go first to Adam in Bridgewater, Massachusetts. Adam, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Adam, go ahead.
I'm the show. Planning on moving to Hampshire as soon as I can.
Good plan.
Try to canvas everybody.
Yeah, right. It's you're better off just get that out of the way so Ian doesn't have to worry about it.
Yeah. And I know the scheme, but I'm a frequenter of Reddit, and specifically the Libertarian page, or whatever you want to call it.
Our Libertarian, excuse me?
Yes. And there's been a lot of posts recently about this whole vaccine situation, and I've seen the argument that a lot of people have been trying to make that not getting vaccinated violates the non-aggression principle.
Yeah, there's an argument in Libertarian circles that, and I think that I think there's some validity to it, that you are a virulent little pustule walking around out there, endangering people's lives by carrying around whatever it is you're carrying around, and if you don't do the things that you can do in order to do this, but to protect people, that you're aggressing against them. I get where they're coming from, however...
Seems like a stretch to me.
It's like saying if I don't wash my hands every time I go to the bathroom, I am also, what about your booster shots? Are they all up to date?
Yeah, my whole argument was that, how does forcing people to be injected with a needle through their skin any less of a violation of the non-aggression principle. It's very hard to argue with people. I mean, I'm skeptical of anything that the government tries to tell me is good for me. But I don't know. It's just something I thought. I mean, you guys seem to be like specialists on the non-aggression principle. I know you bring it up a lot. I just wanted to get your guys' take on that whole argument.
Yeah, I don't think that you can, when you weigh them both sides out, you're just not going to be able to force people to do things, and it's just contrary to, you can create societies, as far as I'm concerned, if you want to create a little city or a little place in magic libertarian land, which today does not exist, where you exclude people, I think it's fine that schools choose to exclude people that don't have vaccines. I would support a school that chose people to not, that would exclude people for religious, you know, even if they wanted religious or philosophical reasons they didn't want to get a vaccine, that they could exclude them. As far as I'm concerned, you could exclude anybody for any reason from your school if that's what you want to do. You just can't make them pay for it.
And you shouldn't. They do make people pay for it.
Yes, but then they, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you can't exclude people from it at that point.
Well, what about the whole K through 12 being compulsory in most instances? How could they exclude them, yet say you're legally required to send your children to school? Say you're not a homeschooler like some people are, and you just flat out don't want to vaccinate your children, but you're also required to send them to school, and then they also require vaccinations to go to that school. It seems like a catch-22.
I'm talking about situations where there isn't, this isn't, you know, this is magic libertarian land where the government doesn't have all the rules that it currently has. So, A, I don't think that people should be, you know, that there's some that the government bureaucrats know the right amount of years that your kids should go to, that a kid should go to school. I don't think they know. But B, I would say that there'd be a lot of competition in schools, and there would be schools that, you know, no kids are even allowed in that are vaccinated, I suppose. I don't know why you would want to have that in your school, but certainly the unvaccinated kids, their parents tend to be of a few different mindsets, and those schools, you know, the hippie schools, where we don't vaccinate our kids or make them take baths or whatever it is that they do.
Hippie schools versus religious schools, they might both have the same opinion about that.
They might.
Hey, thanks, Adam, for the call. Steve is in St. George, Utah, listening to KZNU. Hello, Steve. Steve in St. George?
Yeah.
Hey, you're on here. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
All right. I was just calling because of the last caller. He was saying that the non-aggression principle says that if I don't inject my kids with their toxins, then I'm aggressing against them.
He wasn't saying that. He was saying that some people are saying that.
And we should mention what the non-aggression principle is real quick. It is a it's a principle that suggests that you should not initiate force or fraud against another person. And that is really contrary to how life has gone on amongst humans for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So back to the vaccine. If the vaccine works, then how could my not getting a vaccine cause you a problem if you're not going to be affected by the
That's
problem?
A good question.
No, it's not. So this one's been answered many times, and I'll attempt to answer it. Vaccines aren't 100% effective. They are a percentage effective. So if, for instance, you are naturally 25%, you have 25% resistance to whatever pathogen A is, and then you get a vaccine, which you maybe that's a 30%, gives you additional 30%.
Oh, really?
That'll bump you up to 55%. Now, once you start adding a whole bunch of people who are between 50 and 75%, because everybody's got different natural immunities, and the vaccines work differently for different people, you have them in a group, then you have a lot more people that are immune to it. And so, therefore, the pathogen can't spread, and it can't go to a bunch more hosts, and it never gets to play hopscotch with people. So it really, I don't think that particular argument is, to me, not a good one.
But what you're saying, Mark, is that vaccines don't actually make people immune. They just make them less likely to contract?
Yes.
Boy, that's a whole different story. I thought vaccines were like some magical thing where you all of a sudden are guaranteed to not get something.
No,
I didn't realize it was only
I give vaccines to my animals, right? Yeah. Like, because I believe vaccines work. I just don't think I can make decisions for another human being.
So, but according to that, so you said it went from 20-25% or something to 55%. So it reduces the possibility that I would be carrying it and possibly spreading it to you, but it's only a marginal amount of
it's marginal.
So it's like
I don't buy into that logic. I say that if they're effective, then it's going to help you, and you won't get it from me, but I'm
It'll
not
help.
To take their toxins.
Well, you don't have to take their toxins, and I'm not suggesting that you have to. But, I mean, if you're moving a couch and you have two guys on it, it's harder for those two guys than if you're moving a couch and you have four guys on it.
Mm-hmm.
The vaccine are just the other two dudes. I mean, they just help. Now, the thing that we never get told, and I feel like never gets talked about in the medical community, is we really don't know what vaccines do besides that. There's going to be a list of every other medicine out there. There's a list of things that watch out for this. And if
the guy called earlier said there's a list of side effects.
Right, there's a list of side effects, and these are things that people complain about. And, you know, how do you test for these things? How do we find out? How about it just lowers your immunity generally? How are we going to know that it, you know, does these things or doesn't do these things? It's impossible to prove that a medicine doesn't do something.
Steve, thanks for your call tonight, dude.
Hey, wait. One more thing. I was going to say, for people that are questioning whether they really work or don't work, look up Bill Gates talking about world depopulation and watch what he says about vaccines being helpful to eliminating people on the planet.
Yeah, well, actually, I did. I posted that this week at freetalklive.com, and it was very disturbing. So it was Bill Gates.
Thanks, Steve. I appreciate it.
At the TED thing.
Yeah,
and
okay.
He's talking about how vaccines can help reduce population. And he kind of brushes all over it very quickly. Just basically, we can help with depopulation by, you know, doing a list of things and vaccines. And you're like, depopulation? Vaccines? What the hell are you talking about, Bill? But he doesn't address it. He just basically sort of says...
What do you think he's talking about?
Well, the later he's asked about it by, you know, people are like, what the hell are you talking about? And his logic on it is that, you know, currently at the time, women in countries, they're going to lose some kids. So they just keep having kids so that they can work the farmland because they're in rural areas. Rural areas, people tend to have more kids because kids are free farm labor, right? So if you're some of your kids, you know, you're going to lose to virulent diseases, then you might as well just have some extra kids just in case. So what it does is what his claim is that vaccines help with family planning so that you can have the family the size you want rather than just sort of throwing darts at the wall and see about how big of a family you're going to end up with. And that's his suggestion in that.
What's that have to do with depopulation?
Because that way you're not shooting over the amount of people that you would need for your farm.
I don't understand how that means anything about depopulation. The suggestion was that vaccines would somehow depopulate
that
planet.
That's the idea. So that way women can choose how many kids they want to have because they don't lose some of them to virulent diseases, and that way they're not having extra kids just because they might lose some to virulent diseases.
I see.
I don't think it's the greatest logic in the world, but that's the explanation for it. And, by the way, he's backed off of his claims as far as population growth at this point anyway.
All right. There's more coming up here. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts. Still to come, more from Edward Snowden and some of his opinions. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is next.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Nothing compares to a good cup of coffee. But if you're getting your coffee from the store, you're likely not getting a good cup of coffee. Free Talk Live's teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you a free pound of the best coffee, shade grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is that for every 10 people that get coffee through our link, coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another micro loan through Kiva. When the loan's paid, we lend the money again. Help others, one cup at a time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and
installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.